Hello everyone, Femi here. Welcome to our podcast, Money That Is Intercontinental. Again, if you don't know what that means, it means it's basically our take on cross-border payments. You get it, money that is intercontinental, money that goes intercontinental. That's how we got that name. Again, apologies, we've missed two episodes. We've had technical challenges. We are really sorry. Shout out to our fans on Spotify, on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, on Substack. You guys have been amazing. We've been seeing the comments and the feedback. Again, we're really sorry we've been around. We've been away, rather, but we're back now. Let us know wherever in the world you're listening to us on this podcast. Also, I have a very special guest on today's episode, but I also have to apologize that Hassana is not on today's recording. Yeah, I miss her too, but hopefully by the next one, she will be back. She's away for a while, going to sort out some things. All right, so, but I do have a special treat. So, with all the apologies out of the way, I have a special treat for you guys, and I have a very special announcement for you guys. Okay, so I think I would introduce my guest first, and then I will tell you guys what we're going to talk about. So on the call with me, I have someone really special, and he's very core to the One Remit dream and to how and why money goes intercontinental at One Remit. So please welcome Bolaji to the Money That Is Intercontinental podcast for the very first time. Hopefully not the last time. So Bolaji, how are you?
Hi, Femi. How's it going?
I'm all right. It's good to have you here finally.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be on the pod. I mean, it's been happening for a while and we know about it internally and you guys do a great job. So when you said I had to come on, I don't really have a choice. I mean, and I'm also enjoying it. So yeah, let's go.
So if you've been listening to One Remit's podcast, or I should say Money That Is Intercontinental podcast for a while, we've been talking about cross-border payments, we're talking about why it's slow, all the issues and everything, and how we've been reaching out to businesses, Nigerian businesses, to solve that problem. But what has been interesting is recently we hit a very huge milestone, and I think I want Bolaji to do the honors about announcing that milestone and then telling us more about why that milestone is special. So Bolaji, you have the floor.
This is like a very good, it's a very important milestone for us that most fintechs like to hit. We've done our first $10 million in volume processed. And we are very excited. It's proof that the niche that we have picked is the right one for us. It's proof that we are able to flourish where we are and that there is demand for what we do. We have prided ourselves in, since inception, as being a boutique remittance firm in that we provide personalized solutions to all our clients. Being B2B also makes it easy for us to figure out what each company needs and tailor solutions that are perfect for them, so to speak, and also allows them to do the most that they can with the least amount of resistance. So we've been able to revolutionize the way our clients handle their FX payments by earlier settlements, better rates, better support, better service. And the comments have been very good. The volume is there to show, and we're all incredibly proud of what we've achieved in such a short time.
Now, that's huge. That's huge. But, you know, just for the non-fintech people, non-money people listening to this, quick, let me bring it back quickly. When you say process transactions, could you like put that in layman English?
Okay, so when I say process transactions, it means that our clients have sent $10 million worth of payments in Naira to different FX denominated accounts. So in that $10 million that we processed, there is USD, there is pounds, there is dollar, there is AED. We have South African rands there. We have Australian dollars there. And this is testament to how many countries that we have the reach in that we're able to process. I mean, being able to send payments to more than 30 countries in the world on same day basis is no mean feat. But since we've gotten to that milestone, we're able to support our customers even more. I mean, gone are the days when you want to send money to the UK and then you still have to do like a from A in some cases, a from M in some cases. But with one remit, you're able to get the best rates for your suppliers in China, for your school in Hungary, for your college in the UK, for your friends and family abroad. You know, these things are things that we typically take for granted. And it's one service that we've realized now that people actually need that we've been able to fulfill. So, to the layman out there, the easiest is to say it is that our customers have trusted us with $10 million worth of Naira. And we have delivered same amount to the accounts they have given us to put the money in. And the money reached where it's supposed to go successfully and in time. And we are immensely proud of the work that goes into it. I mean, it's not just about the tech. It's the people that, yeah, it's the people that support the transaction. It's the customer service team. It's the dev team. It's the marketing team. It's the business development team. Like, at the end of the day, it takes a village, and one remit is one village that we are proud to be a part of. And we, at the midst of everything, all we do is to put the customers first. We are their guy. They are our lords and masters. They tell us what they need us to do, and we do for them. And I mean, all we can do is just continue the service delivery that we've been doing so far. And 10 million today, 100 million tomorrow, 1 billion in the near future. Fingers crossed.
We had like I think it was two episodes before, when Hassan and I had this episode about the exact process it takes traditionally to transfer money out of Nigeria. And here you talk about the form A and the form M. And and I think at that point, was it 2 years ago or 3 years ago, there was this Nigerian student in the UK who got deported because they had paid some money, their school fees, to Zenith Bank, and almost 1 year had passed and Zenith Bank had not credited the uni's account in the UK. And one thing led to the other, and then the uni says, "You know what? We can't keep waiting anymore. We have to terminate your admission and so on." And we talked about all of those processes, and it's interesting to see how one remit has simplified all of that into a T plus zero, T plus one. Again, T plus zero, T plus one means same day, same day fulfillment, same day payment, or the following day. We simplified all of that into T plus zero, T plus one payment. I think that's pretty interesting. But one other thing I want you to quickly touch on is in the 100 days, what would you say were the two biggest challenges that were faced in reaching $10 million? Because somebody's listening and saying, "Huh, it couldn't be that easy, right? It's not. It couldn't be simply plug and play. I mean, there had to be something, right?" So, I mean, we're not going to have to drill down everything, but let's just pick. If you don't want to talk about the top two challenges that, okay, this happened and we have to go through the valley of the shadow of death, if you know what I mean. So something like that.
So, I mean, sometimes going to the valley of the shadow of death is easy because you can't really fear any evil because the Lord is with you. Now, the Lord is with us, but the valley that we had to pass through is not the one of death, but the one of compliance. And the valley of doing business from a country that is recognized as high risk in most financial circles, So Nigeria is unique in such that every time you are in a meeting and you mention Nigeria, the tone changes, the mood changes. It's like fresh sunlight refuses to shine into those rooms. But what we've also realized is that our market is our market, our brand is our brand, our goal is our goal, and our goal is to link Nigeria to the globe in terms of pure day-to-day finance. So the biggest challenge we had was, or we still have, is in terms of bridging compliance gaps. The compliance requirements for Nigeria, for Nigerian businesses, is very high. And we also have a situation where these companies don't even, a lot of the outbound banking services and financial providers don't even understand local nuances. So what we have put in place for this is our KYC process is very simple. The KYB process is very simple. And when we do our KYB process, we do our KYB process in a Nigerian way that satisfies international standards. So when you get onboarded on one remit, we make it so that the documents you send are easy for you as a Nigerian to get. But we have structured them in such a way that, and also based on our relationship with our providers, that those documents are enough to allow you send money to anywhere in the world, the US, the UK, Australia, Japan, South Korea, anywhere in the world that you need to get your money to. We also make sure that your business stays your business. We maintain your privacy from all data laws where required. Compliance does not expose your information beyond what we need to expose to our banking partners, and we ensure that your business is done right and legitimately. The other issue that we've had to encounter has been banking. The more your volumes increase, the more difficult banking can be sometimes. But shout out to the Nigerian financial system. It's been you. I mean, I've worked in so many countries around the world, and I'll tell you for free that Nigeria has one of the most seamless banking services in the world, where you do a transaction and NIBSS make sure it gets settled in 15 minutes, no matter the amount. You know, a lot of these countries don't have it. And because of the bad experiences Nigerians have had with doing business abroad, every time you send money to another country, especially via USD SWIFT, you find out that 2 days, 3 days, you're still waiting for the recipient to check their account, whether the money has credited or not. And the longer it takes, the more agitated the customers get. And the more agitated the customer gets, depending on their bad experiences, the next day they begin to scream, scam, scam, scam. You know, that's the S word we will never be associated with. What we have done to mitigate this challenge is to find the most cost-effective and most efficient way of sending money to every country our customers want to send money to or can send money to. So this means that in the US, if your recipient is in the US and has a US account, we first of all check for Fedwire. Fedwire is the mechanism in the US that allows you to send money practically instantly to US accounts. So this in the UK, we send money via faster payment service. This means that most of our UK transactions happen within an hour. I mean, it's technically instant, but I would say credit, reflection, everything, clearing happens within the hour. Most of the time, regardless of the amount, funds happen to the UK same day. Also for Euro, SEPA instance is available to us. So it means that for the largest economies where Nigerians do business, we can get funds there within the same day, same calendar, same business day, right? For upstream corridors like Dubai, China, Vietnam, we've maintained T plus one in many cases. Worst case scenario, T plus two. What we also do is that when you do a transaction, once your transaction is processed, we acknowledge when your funds hit our system. We send you a receipt showing the transaction has gone through so that you can know that for a fact that we have the correct information for the transfer. And then we also make sure our customers are aware of the timelines for their transaction and when to expect feedback and credit into the beneficiary accounts. And after this is also done, we also make sure that if institutions where there are issues, we follow up with the businesses and the recipients and the customer also to make sure that they get exactly what they need as at when it needs to get into that account. So, anxiety and compliance are some of the two things I would say are well, have been our biggest challenges so far, but we've put mechanisms in place to ensure that Nigerians are able to do fast and efficient business across borders without worrying about things they would typically worry about in the past.
I think that's pretty interesting, but I'm not going to keep you for long because trying to get Bolaji.
No, I'm having a great time also. So I mean, just we're here for a good time, not necessarily a long time.
But sometimes there's this thing about looking into the future, and of course we know that nobody has a crystal ball. Maybe if they do, we don't know yet. But trying to look into the future, trying to look like ahead, what would you say is the future of cross-border payments? There's a lot of things flying all over the internet, but from where you sit, what would you say is the future of cross-border payments, from where you sit?
So the future of cross-border payments that I see it is a world in which payments become faster, cheaper, and more transparent and are facilitated by the advances in technology. And I'll give you some examples. For a long time, we couldn't send money to China, and it had to be like a local remittance service and all that. But right now, their suite is also advancing to a point where we can get funds to China within 24 hours. We also have situations where, again, I think multicurrency accounts is also part of the things that will consider the future of banking, where your account in the US and your account in the UK and your account in China and your account in Nigeria all sit in one app where you can move money from one position to the other position instantly. Another big thing that we think will be part of the future of financial transactions is the cost of transactions. Right now, the basis points on sending based transactions is really still very high. I mean, relative to what you see in new tech. But I see a future where transactions get cheaper, where they get faster, and there is more clarity on what is happening to your money real time. In so many ways, the SWIFT transaction system is very outdated, but nothing has really replaced it so far. And the new technologies that are replacing it are pretty much conglomerations of banking systems where they just do like a seamless switch. But this is also new. This is reducing turnaround time. And we believe that in the future, Nigeria will be part of the global settlement system on a more inclusive basis, where your Naira transactions can go where they need to go very quickly. That's where I see the future of, that's where I see the future of payments.
Again, this is the Money That Is Intercontinental podcast. If you have questions, just leave a comment on Twitter, Facebook, Substack, YouTube, and Apple, Spotify. Leave a comment, we'll get to it. We'll reply you on the next episode. I think we've kept Bolaji for quite a while. I think we have to let him go. Again, look forward to our next episode. Hassana would definitely be on the next episode. I would make sure of that. But until then, Bolaji, parting shot.
You're putting me on the spot, so I have to pick one thing to say
Oh
and one
no,
thing to
you
end
can say many things.
this section.
It's not one thing.
Well, it's parting shot, not parting shot. First things first is gratitude. Gratitude to the team that put this whole thing together. OneRemit is the brainchild of a lot of talented people, and it's the amount of work we've been able to accomplish in such a short time is a reflection of our key ethos of being a community. It's a community of builders and customers, where we are building for our customers, and we are interested in seeing them grow, in solving problems for them. Whether it's an excited groom buying a new car for his bride in Canada, or a responsible parent paying school fees for their children in the UK, or a worried friend sending a helpline to in form of cash to their friends stranded abroad. whether it's a hospital trying to bring in important medical equipment, our job is to get your money where it needs to be, regardless of where the beneficiary is located. And we take that very seriously. And big gratitude to the team for putting all their efforts into making this a success. Big gratitude to the customers that have trusted us when we were not the finished product, when we're still basically in advanced testing mode. But there were so many things that happened that are reminiscent of startups, but we've been able to accomplish a lot in a short time. And we had a conversation last night about where we see things in the coming future. And trust me, we will never stop building. We will never stop improving. We always want to be at the cutting edge of cross-border remittance. And we want to be the verb for sending money in Nigeria and globally, where it's a, oh, just one remitted to this place. Oh, just, that's where we want to be. And it's not a, it's a lofty goal, but given the size of the market globally, I mean, the sky is the limit. Well, the starting point, as they say these days, I mean, but we're flying already. And we'll only just keep going higher. So, parting shot is bring business, bring your
Yeah,
money, refer us
I
to
like
friends
that.
and
I like
family.
that. That's a very good
We will not
there.
let you down. We will get your money where it needs to be, and we will keep you posted every step of the way. Thank you
I
so
like
much.
that. Again, the website is www.oneremit.co. That's oneremit.co. Once again, oneremit.co. One more time, oneremit.co. You go to oneremit.co and you sign up, and we can help you take your money intercontinental. We can help you as a Nigerian business pay your suppliers abroad. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to share this podcast with friends, family, sympathizers, well-wishers. Share the money with them, share the podcast with them. And let's go on to do great things together. This is Femi signing out of today's podcast. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much, Femi, for having me.